credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Farewell to our WWCR audience, and I hope you're all signing in here for the hour number two. I want to basically do a quick wrap-up of all the other pending protests, call it a preview of coming attractions, things that we have to look forward to over the weekend for the entertainment value. There's been a week of demonstrations in Jordan. The king has issued a public statement saying, yeah, okay, we're going to have economic reforms here, you know, you pesky subjects here, you want more money, all right, I guess we'll have to do that. Thousands are rallying against Saleh in Yemen. That's going to go down. As I mentioned before, Syria has already shut down their internet service to forestall a revolution there. And of course, up in Albania, even though there's been a government order against any kind of protests, the Albanians are in the streets as well. Now, yesterday we reported on this story about how a U.S. embassy official in Pakistan shot a couple of Pakistanis. And the guy was saying, oh, they made me do it. They were attacking me. They looked at me bad, and I have diplomatic immunity, and so forth and so on. We are now finding out that this U.S. embassy official is actually a Blackwater operative. Now, it's no secret that embassy officials are very often employed by CIA and various other government agencies, and they're given an official cover story at the embassy, like cultural attaché or something like that, which is, you know, usually means chief of station. But in this case, we have a private agent working for Blackwater or XZ or whatever they're calling themselves this week, and he's the guy who murdered these two Pakistani citizens. So there's a big question about whether diplomatic immunity would really apply to the employee of a private security corporation, no matter what his official cover was at the embassy. All right. We've talked about Egypt enough. Obviously, this weekend, we're going to see how that resolves itself probably by Monday. My nickel is that Mubarak is toast. His history, he's gone, and everybody's in a panic about that. And it's this growing, you just feel it in the air, this growing sense of revolt against this globalist fascist dictatorship that they've been trying to bring down on our heads for all these years here. But I do want to talk about, speaking of money addicts and dictatorships, I want to talk about the FCIC report, the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission report. This is coming out now, and please do not let events in Egypt distract you from this, because this report is effectively a confession that the U.S. government and Wall Street basically screwed you over financially over the last 10 years. It is the biggest single transfer of wealth from the American people to the ultra-rich in our nation's history. It is the biggest financial swindle in our nation's history, maybe the biggest swindle in history. It looks to already eclipse the damage done by the Great South Seas Bubble in 1720. It may ultimately bring down the United States government. We are talking $14 trillion in damage to the American people that we know of, and that is a lot of money. I shudder to think what we could have accomplished with $14 trillion instead of bailing the Wall Street CEOs out of prison. What we could have done with that money, new technology, clean energy, new medical cures, new technologies, new products, would have turned our economy around. Instead, the money was taken from the people and put into the pockets of a few very, very rich people. We were reporting yesterday where Goldman Sachs lied to Congress about where $2 billion went, and it just went into their pocket. You know, it's money addiction. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the implications of what's going on with the FCIC report as it relates to what we're seeing in the rest of the world.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk about the implications of this FCIC report. This report was issued before the situation in Egypt really got out of control. And I notice that as long as Egypt continues to be a major focus, the corporate TV news especially is no longer reporting on the FCIC report. And yet they should, because whereas we may all admire and applaud the Egyptians for standing up to tyranny in their country, the FCIC report impacts you directly. Have you had to take a cut in pay? Have you lost a home? Are you losing a home? Have you had to sell off some prized possessions to cover bills that are rising even as your income is dropping? If you have felt the pain of the economy for the last almost a decade, the FCIC report is the confession by the U.S. government. They did it to you deliberately. This report has stated flat out, this was all avoidable. It did not have to happen. And that means somebody decided to make it happen. You got robbed by your government. You got robbed by your financial services system. Alan Greenspan has admitted on tape that fraud and criminality pervade the American financial system.
And that is one thing that is so amazing, and I think people need to get it. When someone is desperately stealing a loaf of bread to feed their families, even for that, they can go away for a long, long time. But the guys and the gals in the business suits with the $100,000 watches and the $130 hamburgers seem to tend to go scot-free in this country.
Oh, they absolutely do.
Yeah.
A good example just from a few days ago where Alan Stanford, who was the mastermind, the evil brain, behind a $7 billion Ponzi scheme, and I realize compared to Bernie Madoff with the loot, that's small change, but Stanford's trial for fraud has been postponed indefinitely by a judge because poor Mr. Stanford is dealing with drug abuse. And the judge wants him to be able to get dry before, you know. So all Alan has to do is stay stoned, and, you know, he's basically never going to have his day in court, and he's not going to go to jail. His trial is postponed indefinitely. He's gotten a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, just imagine if you held up a liquor store and you went to court and you said, I held up the liquor store because I've got a heroin problem. Could we postpone the trial until I dry out from the heroin? Then you can throw me in jail for the liquor store. Hold up. The judge would laugh at you. And yet this is exactly what Alan Stanford has succeeded in doing.
Mm-hmm.
I stole $7 billion and I know I should be going to jail for it, but right now I've got a drug abuse problem, you know, and the judge said, yeah, go deal with your drug abuse problem. We'll try you for this. It's only $7 billion. It's no big deal. And it's absolutely true. I mean, small-time criminals in this country go to jail. We have people in jail for 20, 30 years for smoking a marijuana cigarette. We have politicians and Wall Street CEOs have just ripped off America for trillions of dollars, and they got record bonuses last year. They haven't been arrested.
Nope.
Goldman Sachs has now admitted lying to Congress about what they did with $2 billion of your tax money. The handcuffs still have not come out on any of these people. And in looking at this FCIC report and all of the just absolute damning information that is in it, first and foremost, that none of this needed to happen. It could have been avoided. And we have all suffered because of the greed and money addiction of Wall Street and the corruption and incompetence of the federal government. Now, the story that I wrote about this, or the story that I posted about this thing, basically ends up saying that, you know, this FCIC report basically takes the attitude of, well, everybody's equally guilty, so there's really nobody we can arrest and prosecute, and that the people on Wall Street in Washington, D.C. have breathed a sigh of relief saying, we got away with it, $14 trillion, we pulled it off, are we not clever? Well, I am sure that right now, those masterminds of greed in Wall Street and Washington, D.C. are watching what's happening in Egypt and Tunisia and Iceland and Syria and Jordan and Albania. And I'm sure that at least the smarter ones among them are realizing that we, the American people, do have a far greater reason to be angry with our government than those people have in those other nations. Our government has looted us. It has stripped us of wealth to save Wall Street from the consequences of the mortgage-backed security fraud. And this FCIC report lays it flat out. The mortgage-backed security fraud is the author of all of this destruction of our society, $14 trillion worth.
And we not only see it from a standpoint of how we the people have been looted in favor of the bankers and financial establishments. We've got these immoral and illegal wars without end, which look like they may be getting ready to get a little worse, that we have been supporting. And what I am seeing with that, and specifically with Afghanistan and also with Iraq, it is a very publicly funded set of publicly fought wars for ultimately for private profit. And it's not our soldiers or our very brave young men and women in uniform who are benefiting from this, but ultimately private corporations.
And I think all wars are fought for money. And of course, mm-hmm. the chief criminal among that, and we pointed this out many times, the banks. The banks mm-hmm. love war. They don't even care which side wins because both sides go into debt. And debt is what enslaves the people of a nation to the private bankers. This is the new feudalism that is being brought into existence in our midst. And the people of Iceland and Egypt and Tunisia and Yemen and the rest of it, they don't want to be serfs. They do not want to be serfs anymore. They want to be free citizens. And they're standing up against the new global serfdom that is being brought about. Now, getting back to this FCIC report, remember that we commented on this the pernicity of the credit default swaps, which is one of these derivative products that very often allows a company that is packaging all of these goods to make more money from a bad product than a good product. One classic case that has already been well documented is Goldman Sachs was hired by the state of California to sell California bonds. And at the same time, they were taking California's money to sell California bonds to just general, you know, anybody who wanted to buy one. They were telling their own private inside investors to bet against the bonds, and they were selling credit default swaps on the California bonds. And when the California bonds defaulted, their investors made more money off the credit default swaps than they ever would have off the bonds themselves. Now we're finding out in the FCIC report that AIG was deliberately destroyed because the payoff from the credit default swaps was greater than any profitability from perpetuating AIG. It also cut the evidence trail on a lot of these fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. It's a completely dirty situation there, and Alan Greenspan has admitted it. And the reason that it got this bad is very simple. The United States used to be a country that made products to make money. Now we've made money the product. 47% of corporate profits last year came from financial services, people who take money and move it around and charge a percentage. That's all they do. That's what a financial service is. I'm going to take the money from here, put it over here, give me a piece of the action. Then I'm going to move it up over here. That's another piece of the action. Put the money over here. That's another piece of the action. 47% of the earnings of all American corporations came from playing with the money, not from making products, not from growing food, not from shipping things around. Almost half corporate profits in this country come from playing with the money. And so playing with the money becomes a fine art, and they look for ways to make the money grow by itself, and they stop thinking about morality, legality, ethics, whether it's even good for the society. There's a lot of people in Wall Street who are still very hung up on that whole Adam Smith mythology of if we're all greedy bastards, somehow or other, the system as a whole will move forward. And that was an axiom of faith for almost 100 years in the nation's financial centers, oddly coincidental, going back to the founding of the Federal Reserve. And of course, let me finish this and I'll let you talk. John Nash, who won a Nobel Prize in mathematics, proved that this greed is good mythos does not work, that in point of fact, society is moved forward best by an economic system whose leaders are continuously thinking of the whole good and not just their own.
Well, I think that this even goes back to the early Puritan beliefs that wealth was, in essence, one of the signs of being the elect of God, quote-unquote. So it does have sort of that historical reference.
Well, I think you're absolutely right there. And again, it's just, you know, money addicts are always trying to find a way to justify why they should have more of the money than anybody else, why they should have a greater share of life's blessings than everybody else, and not have to feel guilty about it. Okay, God meant for our people to have all the wealth and for everybody else to be poor, and therefore we're serving God, therefore I don't have to feel guilty over the fact that I'm basically cheating everybody who comes in through my front door. And this is how you wind up with companies like J.P. Morgan Chase, which is now admitted they were overcharging military people on their mortgages, they were illegally foreclosing on the homes of our military people serving in the Mideast. And they say, this is just the way it's supposed to be. The rules say I'm allowed to do it, therefore I can do it. If there's any sin, it's your fault because you let it happen. Except that, you know, our soldiers are thousands of miles away, and they're more worried about bullets than they are about, you know, clauses in contracts. And it's just a cruel exploitation of people. It is the mindset not only of the money addict, but of the slaver, of people who believe in slavery, of people who believe that they should live lives of wealth and privilege on the labor and work of everybody else around them. And that is not what America is about. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economy and the deteriorating situation. And by the way, the stock market took a major clubbing. Obviously, the situation with Egypt is affecting world markets. Again, a lot of the world markets are based on certain assumptions about the availability of below market price raw commodities during the U.S. domination of Cuba through their puppet ruler Batista. Batista was selling Cuban agricultural produce at way below market prices to American companies like PepsiCo and United Fruit, which guaranteed huge profits for those corporations and grinding poverty for the people of Cuba. So that seems to happen. And every time one of these countries stand up and says, we're not going to let you impoverish us anymore. If you want what we have, whether it's oil or bananas, you will pay the fair going market rate. And every time that happens, the world financial markets cringe, because if they cannot get discounts on their raw materials, then they have to cut their own profits back. And everybody gets really, really upset about that. Now, while I'm on that topic, we need to be aware that during these very difficult economic times, there are a lot of scammers out there, a lot of phone scams going on. I was reading at our local mailing facility where mail theft is way up, not just here in Hawaii, but all across the country, where You know, if you live in a condo or an apartment complex, there's the outgoing big mailbox by the little mailboxes. People are reaching in there with surgical forceps and pulling envelopes out. And maybe there's nothing in there of any value, but it still doesn't get to the destination because whoever is stealing the mail is opening it, looking for cash or whatever, or possibly a check that they can countersign. There's just a lot of scamming going on out there. Now, one that we heard about the other day, this one caught me by surprise. I hadn't realized that this was possible. When you are in the store, like a Walmart, and you pay with a debit card or even a credit card, you know, there's a little button on the pad that for a $20 or $40 cash back. Well, apparently the cashier can hit that cash back for you on the big register. And if you don't see it, what happens is that $20 or $40 goes on your debit card or your credit card, and then the cashier just keeps that money. And apparently this is an epidemic problem in a lot of retail outlets that are underpaying their people at the registers. And so, you know, this is a time when you've got to develop a real foxhole mentality, because there's a lot of people out there who feel that, hey, if they can scam you or get your money from you somehow, that you are fair game. There's a lot of phone scams, a lot of mail scams, a lot of people just trying to scare you out of your money for all kinds of nonsensical things. Please be very, very, you know, aware of what's going on, because one thing we already know, if when it comes to money, the U.S. government is basically not going to intervene with the big corporations and what's going on there, and they're going to save them from embarrassment. Alrighty, let's see, moving right along. The phone lines are open if you'd like to join us on the air for the last half hour of our show today here on Friday, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Still no word from Mubarak. Like I said, my nickel is wagered that he is not going to be in power much longer, and it's going to be an exciting time over there in that part of the world. Dramatic rise in church foreclosures nationwide. Obviously, the people who are throwing their coins into those plates every Sunday have fewer coins to toss in. There's also, of course, the mounting legal fees from this epidemic of child molestation charges all over the place. And churches are being foreclosed on along with everything else. And it's rather interesting because you have the clergy inside the church and all the various congregation, parishioners, whatever you want to call them, and they're all praying for a divine miracle, and it's not happening. So there may be a message in that as well. No pile of gold miraculously appearing on the altar, which is kind of amazing, because if you actually go through the Bible and you count up when certain things are mentioned, you will find out that money and possessions are talked about in the Bible a lot more than any other subject. So, now, a long time ago, I talked about one of the problems with having a permanent ruling class of law creators is they're going to justify their status in the ruling class and their wealth and their privilege and their perks, hot and cold running interns, by making a lot of laws, some of which we may not make any sense. And apparently over in New York City, there is a lawmaker who wants to legally ban talking and walking at the same time. Apparently this individual thinks that talking on a cell phone while you are walking represents a danger to yourself and everybody around you. And I expect that this will go nowhere. But it does sort of reveal the silliness of some of these legislative actions. Okay, we've got about 30 seconds. We're going to go to Ethan in the Midwest. You have a quick announcement for us?
Yeah, they just said on Fox that the Speaker of the Egyptian Parliament is going to have some kind of an important announcement here pretty soon. And
ooh,
no word on
my nickel.
Whoop. Say again?
Did I win my nickel?
I don't know.
All right, well, hang on there. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back to you as soon as we're back from these words from our sponsor.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Ethan in the Midwest. And, yeah, I'm starting to see indications that the Speaker of the Egyptian Parliament says there's an important statement coming soon. It's sort of starting to sound to me like when General Lord Cornwallis had his subordinate surrender his sword at the Battle of Yorktown. What is it that you said you were hearing over and above Fox's announcement?
Well, they were interviewing a former Iran hostage, and he was talking about this is going to be he thought there was going to be a Shah of Iran moment coming up pretty soon from Mubarak. And in the middle of that, the little trailer came across the bottom about the important announcement soon by the Speaker of the Egyptian People's Assembly or Parliament, and then the guy, Cavuto, I think it was doing the interview. He got a little deal and read pretty much the same thing. So I don't know if this guy's getting ready to join his son and his grandchildren or what's going on.
Well, okay, your phone line is starting to break up here, so we're going to let you go. Thank you very much for the information. Yeah, if it's a statement coming from the Parliament, I think possibly Mubarak has stepped down or is going to step down, and that, of course, bodes very, very well for the Egyptian people. As we heard from that one phone call that we took in hour number one, very clearly, there are elements that are attempting to use the popular uprisings in Yemen in revolt to try and go back in and stage another coup in Iran. But again, the differences are very obvious. I mean, when you had Tunisia and Yemen and Egypt, the U.S. government was saying, we urge all sides to be calm. When the coup was underway last year in Iran, the U.S. was making these very provocative statements about, he's a dictator, we got to get rid of him, and he's evil. And the situation here, of course, is vastly different in that the U.S. is calling for calm on all sides. And I think they were really caught off guard. I think they really were caught off guard. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But it is looking to me like even if the protests stopped right now, how could Mubarak literally continue to control and, basically manage? He can't do his job if the people aren't going to listen to him, if they don't trust him, if they don't believe him anymore. When you have a government that has lost all trust and credibility, that's a government that cannot function. So, anyway, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to move on here. All righty, let's see. We're running out of news here because we were mostly watching the situation here, and Fox News is now going on about how this is going to drive oil prices up, and it already has, and therefore it's a bad thing, you know. And we should support Mubarak because that will mean the oil is coming in here. All right, let's tune over here to the next situation, this other talking points page, and see what we've got here. We're seeing all around the media attempts to portray this as an Arab revolution and an Arab uprising. But of course, this is complete nonsense because obviously the people of Iceland are not Arabic. And we've seen protests in Great Britain. Those are, by and large, for the most part, not Arabs. We've seen protests in Spain and Greece and Italy. Those are not Arabs either. And so I really take exception to people attempting to portray this as an Arab issue or a Mideast issue, because it isn't. It is a continuation of the process that we saw begin in Iceland. And all of it tracks back to the global impoverishment brought about by the mortgage-backed security fraud. And our own government is now hemming and hawing and admitting that, yeah, it kind of all goes back to that. We didn't need to go through all of this grief and misery. And I know that a lot of people are wondering, and I'm one of them, why the American people have not gotten angry to this point. Is there something in the water, like the fluoride, that keeps us doped up and tranquilized? Is there, you know, something going on? Are we so hypnotized by American Idol and sporting events that we don't see what is going on around us? But again, this was what most observers assumed to be the case with Egypt, because people were looking at Egypt and saying, you know, Mubarak's just, you know, life is terrible there for the lower classes, and they don't seem to really care about it. And then all of a sudden, boom, it blows up. I think it's only a matter of time before it happens here. And obviously, our government is trying to prepare for that. But I think there's an important lesson there that we need to take away from Egypt, because we were getting these reports early on about how the police that were sent into the streets to try and crush down the protesters, in many cases, took off their badges and uniforms and joined the protesters. We had that one story about how army tanks were rolling into one part of Egypt, and the crew of the tank got out and started shaking hands with the protesters. And I think there's a lesson there that tyrannical governments cannot and should not count on their police and military to oppress their own people. And I know in this country, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, in this country, our people serving in uniform understand they have been very cruelly used and misused. They signed up to protect the United States against foreign enemies, not to be sent out to conquer foreign oil fields for international oil companies, which is what they've been doing in Afghanistan and Iraq, and soon to be in Iran. And while they're out there serving this country, If they get wounded, the American government turns a blind eye, turns their back on them. Remember the scandal a few years back about the deplorable conditions at Walter Reed Army Hospital? The wallpaper was peeling off the walls from all the mold and all the decay. And then we find out that J.P. Morgan Chase has been overcharging military families on their mortgages and illegally foreclosing on their homes. And all of us, military and non-military, understand that that $14 trillion that was technically borrowed to give to Wall Street to bail them out of the mortgage-backed security fraud, Wall Street can never pay that money back. They're not interested in paying it back. That's what that whole scandal about Goldman Sachs and that $2 billion that they wound up getting, that because of the shuffle with AIG, they got $2 billion more in bailout money that was sort of unexpected. And they told the Congress, oh, we gave that to our clients because, after all, we've got to take care of them. And then we find out they just basically put it in their own pocket. So the attitude in Wall Street is, once the money is in our grip, we don't let it go. Doesn't matter who it belongs to, it's ours. Possession is 9/10 of the law. And because these mortgage-backed securities are all fraudulent, because the mortgages were oversubscribed to multiple packages, because in some cases the collateralization is broken, as is the case in Countrywide, and because in many cases the mortgages put into these mortgage-backed securities were bad to begin with, did not even meet basic underwriting standards, and because all of it collapsed when the U.S. government gave tax credits to corporations to ship American jobs to other countries so that Americans lost the ability to make their mortgage payments, to make the foreclosures easier. All of these toxic assets that were bought from the Wall Street firms, by the government, by the Federal Reserve, and now they're all being transferred into the Treasury, they'll never make money. They'll never pay back the money that's owed. So who is on the hook for paying back this $14 trillion? It is you, the American people. You don't need me to tell you, get out a calculator and figure out for yourself what your share of $14 trillion is. And remember, the old retired people, they're not contributing. The illegal alien population, they're not contributing to taxes. That $14 trillion has to be divided by the number of actual working American taxpayers to find out what your share plus accruing interest is. And so the American military understand that working to preserve and protect and perpetuate the current government will be rewarded with a lifetime of crushing debt slavery. Those men and women in uniform who are training even now in that mock-up city out in 29 Palms, how to kill Americans who stand up to say no, have to be realizing that they could risk their lives and lose precious bodily components in a war against the American people. And if they prevail, if they put down a revolution in this country, what will be their reward? They will still have a government that is reading all their emails. They will still have a government that is listening to all their phone calls. They still have a government that will be breaking into their computers and looking at their data files, because they're going to have a government that still cannot bring itself to trust the American people, even those serving in uniform. And behind it all, they will be rewarded with a lifetime of crushing debt to Wall Street, collected and spent by a government which traditionally has never, ever worked to reduce the principal owed to the Federal Reserve. Most people don't understand this. Since the end of the Vietnam War, the American taxpayer has repaid the total national debt many, many times over, but it's only in interest payments. The principal is never touched. The Federal Reserve wants to keep you permanently in debt. The Federal Reserve system is designed to keep you permanently in debt. And the Federal Reserve and its member banks and its officials hand out massive campaign finance contributions to those politicians who promise they will not disturb the status quo. They will not upset the debt slavery. We have had rare politicians who will stand up to that, like Abraham Lincoln, and they paid a hideous price for it. But we certainly don't have any statesmen like that right now. We're going to go to the phones. Randy in Illinois. Aloha, Randy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Piggybacking off of the other caller, breaking news, Fresh TV report says Mubarak will step down.
Okay.
Seems to be looking good.
Maybe, well, I won my nickel.
good point. Maybe by tomorrow morning, they'll start building their new government.
I would imagine they're probably starting right now. I imagine the members of the Egyptian parliament are trying to figure out how they can keep their jobs, because when Mubarak steps down, functionally that ends the government.
Well, you know, I tell you what, I'm not as old as you are, but I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime.
Well, you know, it's, you know, on one hand, I grieve for all the people who've been killed, and there's going to be a lot of suffering between the old government and the new government. But again, looking back at what happened in the Russian Republic, looking what happened at Romania, looking what happened to Iran after they got rid of the Shah, to me, this is a good thing for the people of Egypt, and I wish them well, and I applaud them for having the courage to stand up for their rights and their freedom.
Amen, brother. You have a good one, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Ruth in Chicago. Aloha, Ruth. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is Ruth there?
We haven't heard. Is the feedback from Davos?
Okay, you're breaking up. Can you say that all over again, please?
Sure. The one thing we haven't heard is the feedback from the meetings in Davos.
Well, I would imagine at this point that whatever expectations and pronouncements they were going to make are going to have to be reevaluated in light of Mubarak's stepping down and the creation of a new government in Egypt, because it's going to impact oil prices. It's going to impact traffic through the Suez Canal. This is going to have dramatic repercussions, and I'm sure Davos is going to have to back up and say, all right, where do we go from here? Certainly for those who are pushing for a global economic fascist dictatorship, they have to understand this could be the beginning of Brzezinski's global awakening. That means the end of the push for global government. Okay, are you there?
Yeah. We must remember that all three of them, Yemen, Egypt, and Tunisia, had been in 30 years.
They were all supportive of the United States agenda. They were all considered U.S. Allies and resources in the region. And this is a major, major political upset, not just for Israel, but for the United States as a whole. Ruth, I'm going to have to let you go. The phone connection is really, really bad. And we're going to switch over to Paul in Illinois. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing there, Mikey? How you doing?
Well,
what's going on? Good? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I don't know if anybody brought it up, but I was reading the teleprompter that goes on the bottom there on the TV.
Yeah.
And it said the head military was just heading out from D.C. now to find out what's going on.
Okay.
There you go, buddy. There's your answer. Cut and dry.
All right. Thanks an awful lot.
I was hoping you'd be right, but I'm going to tell you what. We've got a little different story going on.
Well, you know, I don't know that we're talking about direct intervention. I mean, if Mubarak has already announced he's stepping down, then that's basically the end of it. We're not going to be invading to reinstall a president who's already called it quits.
Probably already set up.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. I'm going to let you go here. We seem to be having a little bit of trouble with our phone connections today. All right, we're coming up to the end of our show here, and it's amazing, just craziness over there watching the video. And again, this is a moment in history. Whether you talk about the fall of the Shah, or the fall of Ferdinand Marcos, or the fall of Pinochet, or the fall of Ceausescu, or even the fall of the USSR itself. This is a moment that will define this age and will change the course of future world events. And we all get to watch it, you know, live. And thank goodness for Al Jazeera. The Egyptian government was trying to knock them off the air. Apparently, their live video feed that we've had linked at our website, they were literally sending out over a satellite phone in order to get the information out. We will not be silenced here in the alternative media. We always have means to reach the world, even when people like Joe Lieberman say, pull the wire. All right, Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to make one quick comment and say, and also do a mea culpa here, or that I was wrong and you were right about something. What we're seeing here is, it's tectonic. It's the rise of the East and India and China and Brazil and all those economies, the decline of U.S. financial and economic and military hegemony, the global financial crisis, and also the unfettered access as yet to information on the, it's a confluence of all these things. It's going to be bigger than the fall of the Roman Empire, the revolutions of 1848 and the end of World War One in 1918. And, you know, over the years calling in here, I've always said that I think that they were going to knock down the web before the revolutions happen. I think it's too late to do it now, and I think you were right about that.
I absolutely agree. Knocking down the net made things worse. Peter, got to let you go and take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our last segment of our show here on Friday. And I got to tell you, I honestly now regret not having a Saturday show here, because obviously things are going to be going to be continuing through the weekend. We're going to keep an eye on it. Please go to our website, whatreallyhappened.com. Our brand new server is already redlining with all the people who are signing in and following events. We'll do our best to keep the updates coming here. Our last caller, Peter in California, brought up a really good point where he talks about the fall of Rome, because he's absolutely right. There are quite a few obvious parallels going on here. Rome, at the height of its power, did not see itself as Rome everywhere. It had all these little outlying provinces that were part of the Roman Empire, but which retained their own local identity as a means of ameliorating, reducing the anger and hostility to being conquered from without. And when Rome fell, it began when outlying provinces began to figure out they could break away. And what we're seeing in all these countries right now, Yemen, Egypt, Tunisia, as we mentioned before, these were all countries that were considered friendly to America, within America's sphere of influence. Egypt especially was considered the anchor point of American policy to protect Israel in the Mideast. And now Egypt's government is in play. So along with all those countries that are now standing up and recognizing the state of Palestine with its 1967 borders, it is a clear sign that America's ability to influence events around the world outside of its own borders is collapsing rapidly. And I think this is going to be a good thing. I don't like the idea of global governments. Global governments, any government exists for its own benefit, not for those of the people. And every time you talk about global government, you find an institution which is dedicated first and foremost to the preservation of its own status quo. And I don't like the idea of global government because it is anti-evolutionary, and it's inevitably anti-freedom. As we commented back in the context of the global warming hoax, which is also coming apart, a global government that is brought into existence by deception, lies, and fraud is a global government that can never allow freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of thought or idea. It has to be a tyranny merely to survive the circumstances of its own birth. So I think what we're seeing in Egypt today is a continuation of what we saw start in Iceland, and I don't think it's going to stop with Egypt. I think it's going to accelerate, and I think it's going to envelop the entire world, and ultimately it's going to come back to a very simple formula. We, the people of the world, standing up against the money addicts who thought that whatever gods they sacrificed to wanted them to have a disproportionate share of the blessings of life and authorize them to take those blessings by deception, by hook, by crook. All right, that's it for our show. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more analysis about what's going on. Until Monday at 2 o'clock Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, stay safe, stay well, stay focused, stay informed. Watch out for those icy roads, and Aloha America.